You go on. Now, abortion, sisters, over the years, I've given many lectures on abortion. And, in fact, as Frank knows, we have organized an anti-abortion organization called Eternal Life. And what we give lectures, we write in order to fight abortion. And sisters, abortion is as old as the human race. The first big thing that Christianity did in the Roman Empire, the first thing was to forbid abortion. The pagan, as we call it, in the Roman Empire, abortion, sisters, was a law. Do you hear me? Was a law in the Roman Empire, 1st century A.D. And here it is. As a country, either becomes less Christian, or Christianity loses its power to influence a society, abortion climbs immediately. Sisters, there is no remedy, zero, no remedy for abortion except Christianity. And if this does not wake up the world, then nothing will. And of course, within Christianity, not everybody that calls himself a Christian is against abortion, as you know. That's why Holy Father, speaking and writing, but we can say a lone voice. It's like Christ on earth telling people, you shall not kill. And again, sisters, as I've told the sisters in the Now I Know, Dunem Fidei, I'm repeating the words. And there's only one remedy for abortion, and that is, hear it, and don't forget, the Eucharist. What am I talking about? I am saying that Jesus Christ, as our faith tells us, is really on earth in the Blessed Sacrament. The same Christ who worked miracles during his visible stay on earth. And as maybe you know, three kinds of miracles. The lowest kind of miracle is, say, walking on water, called a physical miracle. Next higher miracle is intellectual miracle. The deep, profound wisdom of a woman like Catherine of Siena, or the Little Flower, who never even went to secondary schools, a doctor of the church. God enlightens the mind miraculously. And the highest miracle, sisters, is a moral miracle. In God, moves the human will from adoring oneself to obeying God. And sisters, believe you me, I am not talking piety. As I've told your sisters over the years, in God's name, evangelize India. And I speak to America as I tell them, evangelize America. We become a pagan nation. And it was after 6. I may continue, I'm told. Oh, sister, are you, sister, pardon me, are you going to ring the evangelist? Oh, sister, may I, just a moment. Should we have the evangelist now?
Not yet, Father, 5 minutes more.
So. In other words, there is no stopping abortion without a global moral miracle. Only Jesus Christ can work that miracle. Listen to this. St. Augustine teaches, it is a greater miracle to convert a sinner steeped in sin than it is to raise a Lazarus from the dead. Abortion cannot be stopped without miracles. And the miracle is converting stubborn, selfish, murderous human wills. And sisters, we better believe there is a heaven and there is a hell. We better believe. And if anyone deserves hell, it is those who are promoting the murder of millions of innocent unborn children every year throughout the world. Then, on sterilization, and sisters hear it, I don't know of a contraceptive that people use, you know, to avoid conception. I don't know of a single contraceptive on the market. In my studies, I think I told you, I got myself a doctorate in theology, but then I finished my doctoral studies in biochemistry. I know human biology very well. I have courses on contraception. I know the history of contraception. Every contraceptive that I know of on the market either prevents conception, or if conception takes place, it kills the conceived child. Am I clear? In other words, contraception is another name for abortion. Am I still clear? Do we ever have work to do? And just a word on war and peace. There is such a thing as a justifiable war. And how we need sisters, how we need to promote peace in a very, very troubled world. Remember, our Lord in the Beatitude tells us, blessed are the peacemakers. They shall be called the children of God. But sisters, we will be peacemakers only in the measure that we are at peace ourselves. And it is now 6:05.